The personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a symbol of the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. This may be realized and understood by his poetic masterpiece, Hadaik-e Bakhshish. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has written couplets in the praise of the greatest Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam from the bottom of his heart. Beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam's naat, his praise, and praising him, lecturing about him was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's hobby. Once, regarding his poetry, regarding the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, once various poets wrote many kalams or poems in praise of the king of Nanpara. Nanpara was a district in UP, India. Some people requested Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that you are also a very big poet, so why don't you write something in the praise of the king? So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said in reply that I only praise my beloved master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And he did write a kalam, he did write a naat, but he wrote in the favor, in the naat, in the praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And the kalam is so beautiful and so famous, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote in such beautiful words that وہ کمالِ حسنِ حضور ہے کہ غمانِ نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's poetry is such that he is comparing few things to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and he compares it in such a beautiful way that a person will get shocked that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much. Just listen to what it means. He says, "Wo kamal-e husn-e huzoor hai," that this is the perfection of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Ke ghumane naqs jahan nahi, that to think of flaws, to think of defects is something else. Just the thinking of defect is not even there. Nowhere close. The imagination of any flaw or any defect is nowhere close to the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yehi phool khar se dur hai. He is a flower. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a flower, but such a flower which does not have thorns. Aur yehi shama hai, ki dhua nahi. He is a candle, but candle has smoke. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such a candle which doesn't have any smoke. So this was the shan of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. This is the love which he has for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. He wrote this kalam and he refused to write anything in the favor of the king of Nanpara. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says about these feelings himself that inhe jana, inhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahi alhamd, main duniya se musalman gaya. That Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that I have only understood what Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. I only believe the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I only think of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, and I don't care, I don't worry about anyone else. And because of this, inshallah, I will die as a Muslim from the world. So my dear Islamic brothers, let's try that we follow the footsteps of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We try to develop the Ishq-e Rasool as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had in his heart for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The character of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the Ishq-e Rasool which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had, when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would sleep, he would join his index finger and the thumb, making it into the shape of Allah, Lafz-e Allah. And when he would sleep, he would join both of his hands and put it underneath his head and sleep in such a posture with folded legs, which would make an image of the word Muhammad written in Arabic. Subhanallah. This was the love which our beloved master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Other than that, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had a very soft nature, a very good heart, a very kind heart. He would not let any poor person go empty-handed. He would always give something. In fact, when he passed away, he also made wasiyat that anyone who comes to ask anything, do not let them go empty-handed. Give them good food, treat them very well. So we should also learn from the seerat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi that we help others, we serve others, we help them with food, we help them with our time. And what we learn, the main thing from the seerat of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is that the ilmi career of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that Ala Hazrat dedicated his life towards ilm-e-deen. So we should also seek ilm-e-deen, at least to that amount which is essential for our needs, which is necessary for our needs. so that we are able to distinguish between right and wrong, between halal and haram, between iman and kufr. And where would you learn this all? Because Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written so many books. So it's not that we also sit to write so many books. At least we can read those books. At least we can learn from those books. Come to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami gives so many opportunities of learning Ilm-e-Deen. So many courses Dawat-e-Islami provides to learn Ilm-e-Deen. Madani channel itself is such a big cause of providing Ilm-e-Deen to the people. So let's keep ourselves attached to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And let's take this lesson from this role model of ours, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will try my best to seek Ilm-e-Deen, at least to what is important for my needs. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerat of our master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Ameen Bijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam.